You're listening to Past and Present, the Colonial Williamsburg podcast. Hi, podcast listeners. The show comes to you this week from the Kimball Theater. It's a great old building in the center of Merchant Square on Duke of Gloucester Street, and people have been coming here since the 1930s when it was one of the first buildings in town that had air conditioning. You can see all kinds of shows at the Kimball, from movies and film festivals to plays and orchestras. We're here today to bring you some sounds of the holiday season with Dean Shostak and the glass harmonica, a really unusual instrument invented by Benjamin Franklin.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Dean Shostak.
This is the glass harmonica invented by Benjamin Franklin in 1761. And it's a really unusual looking instrument because it has, you know, some things you don't see in most other instruments. First of all, it's made out of glass. And his idea was to make an instrument that you could play kind of like a keyboard instrument. But in a sense, he actually got the inspiration from watching somebody play the wine glasses that were standing upright. And Ben Franklin, always thinking about new ways to do things, got an idea that if you tune the glass bowls, then you could actually mount them sideways, one inside each other, from the largest to the smallest. And then if they were rotating on this one spindle, then you could actually just put your finger on the rim of the glass and get a sound. Now, the way I'm making the glasses move is there's a flywheel at the end that kind of looks like an old spinning wheel, and I'm working that with my foot under the table. So when I get my fingers wet and when they're really clean, I can hold all of my fingers on the glasses and... And it kind of sounds like an organ a little bit because, you know, as long as you keep your fingers down on the glass, you get to hear more and more sound. And so you can actually use one hand. You can go one hand for your harmony and one hand for the melody. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to play O Holy Night. So that's one way you can use the harmonica. Now, the thing is that, you know, as the harmonica started to become known, there were people starting to write music for it and use it for other purposes, too. You know, as it turns out, in Europe, since Ben Franklin was so famous, people were very excited about this instrument. So I thought it might be kind of fun to hear a couple pieces actually written for the glass harmonica. The first one is by Johann Abraham Schultz, and he wrote this in 1799. It's just a beautiful piece of music that he wrote after a whole life of writing vocal music. He decides to end his career by writing one piece for the glass harmonica. And the other one is a composer from Germany named Karl Rohlig, who wrote lots and lots of music for the harmonica. And he was a great player, too. And so the second piece I'm going to play is a lot faster. In fact, he wrote it to play as fast as you feel comfortable playing it. So let's see how fast I feel comfortable playing it today. The reason why I wanted to play the glass harmonica more than anything else is that it was played right here in Williamsburg, and I'm very proud to say I grew up here in town. If you had to ask me what instrument I think sounds most like an harmonica should, it's this one right here. What I'd like to play is a tune that you would may well have heard here in Williamsburg, because it was an old English carol from the 18th century that the organist from Bruton Parish Church would have known, Peter Pelham, and he was also our glass harmonica player. And I'm going to actually add one onto the back of that. That's a little bit later, but I think it kind of goes with it pretty well. So the first one is the Coventry Carol, or Luli Lule, and the second one is a Ukrainian bell carol I'm sure you'll recognize. as popular as the glass harmonica became, you know, as it turns out, it was pretty short-lived. It was only around from about 1761 till about 1830. And after 1830, we don't see any more references to it. And so there were many reasons why people stopped playing it. One reason was that it was so expensive. Each of the bowls on this instrument, for example, cost about $600. And there's 37 here. This is just the size of Ben Franklin, so you get an idea of what the cost is today. It was pretty similar in those dollars back then to what they would have had to have spent. So we're now trying to kind of, you know, reintroduce people to the sound of the glass harmonica. And there's some really fun things you can do, especially at Christmas time. So here's a piece that I think really suits the harmonica. That I had to really work for this one. So I hope you like it. It's a pretty tricky piece.
About programs like this one at the Kimball at kimballtheater.com. To support the podcast and Colonial Williamsburg programs, visit history.org/donate. We love hearing from you. Visit history.org/podcasts and click comment at the top of the page to drop us a line.